Welcome to the Scott Shepper Podcast. I am a man on a mission to create an army of independent writers, creators, and thinkers who make a hell of a living doing what they love. And it all starts with one thing, and that is doing things the old way, the hard way, the deliberate way, the anti-net way. Listen in as I share thoughts and rants of what goes on behind the scenes as I create an independent knowledge empire, where I get to spend my days doing what I love, reading, writing, and thinking while making a hell of a living and helping my people do the same. What is up, friend and fellow anti-netter? Scott Shepper coming to you here on a 1022 anti-meridium morning on a Monday. And what I want to share to you and talk about today, is something that I read in a book. And for a while, this book has been like sitting on like my shelf, and I've just like not regarded it as an actual true real book. And that book is Tim Ferriss's, Tribe of Mentors book. He's got another book that's looks like of similar build, and it is his Tools for Titans book. And I picked up this Tribe of Mentors book. I think I won it at an auction like in 2017. And I remember opening it up and I kind of heard the concept. I was like, oh wow, that's a massive book. And then you look inside and it's just like a bunch of, interviews piled together. And I assumed actually that it was just interviews from his podcast. However, like what he actually did and how he wrote the book is he went out and curated and found like, you can't do a U-turn on a stop sign. Sorry, that guy's in the wrong. Fuck him. Anyway, I'm driving, of course, and, people are just dipshits when they drive. This guy was doing a freaking U-turn on a stop sign and almost cut me off. But I, in my Tesla Plaid, I sped right past him. Anyway, I've started to read Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss, and he basically compiled and found like 150 really inspiring people. And he sent out a list of like these 10 questions. And I actually, one of the best parts of the book is Tim Ferriss's introduction, and wherein he goes in depth on why he chose every single question. And like, you know, there are questions that, you know, may seem, trivial upon first glance. However, there's a very important reason that they are structured that way and also sequenced that way. You know, he starts with kind of softer, easier questions, and then if people have time, you know, they can dive into more in-depth ones. And that's what Tribe of Mentors is. It's a compilation of everyone's written email responses to his questions. And I was reading one today. It was about a filmmaker, film writer, or film screenwriter, the name I forget because I was just reading it casually. It's something about like good and evil children. You guys probably know what I'm talking about. It's like some series or something. Anyway, one of the questions was really interesting and it stood out to me. He was asked, what is, you know, a big failure that he can recount in his life that really kind of shaped the trajectory of his career? And what he said is very, very important. And I think we all kind of know this as creators and thinkers and, you know, what we do. And what he explained was that in film school, he basically took $25,000, his entire life savings at that point, and he plowed it into a film project. And for the previous 3 years, he had been like, his professors absolutely loved him. They thought he was the most talented. They saw a super bright future. And what he ended up doing was, like, I think a week before he finally finished, you know, the film. And then a week before it was set to be released and introduced and rolled out to all of his professors and all of his colleagues and students and fellow students to finally watch this, you know, really highly anticipated movie that he put together. A week before, he went to one professor, and that professor essentially was like, oh no, no, it's awful. You need to rip out this part. And like he ripped out and changed. He ended up ripping out and changing like 30 parts to make it better. And what ended up happening is when he released it to everyone and to the professors, they stopped and they're like, this is awful. Like, it was just, it wasn't that it was sloppily edited. It was that the soul of the creator, the original writer, was ripped out of the piece. And it just completely catastrophized and made, you know, the movie just awful, because that professor basically made it, created like his own voice and ripped out the underlying art and style out of that piece. And basically what happened is, you know, after it got horrible reviews, he went to one of his professors and he said, hey, actually, you know, this was a different professor who really admired him and was like, what happened? Like, you are a fantastic filmmaker. Like, what happened? It was just awful. It was soulless. And he showed the original piece to him, the original movie. And the professor was like, oh, there you are. And what ended up happening was, you know, basically with all that feedback, all those edits, he ended up ripping out a lot of his soul. And so this is something, you know, to think about when you're getting your own feedback from people, when you're getting edited by people, is sometimes we can just like, especially as creatives, we can kind of have a low self-regard and a low self-estimate of ourselves, aka low self-esteem of ourselves and our creative work, such that when someone gives us feedback, we just rip out everything that made it good as well. And we rip out like the pieces of ourselves and we just try to make it, you know, basically whatever the you know, editor wants. And then it ends up costing everything. You know, people get in, they're like, what is this? And so what this highlighted for me is, I don't know if you know this, but for the past year, I've been working on developing Write to Freedom. And that's my incubator for independent writers, creators, and thinkers who want to make six figures writing one thing a month. You know, doing things the old way, the deliberate way, the anti-net way. And I've been working on the presentation for the past year. And, you know, it's something that it has been gutted. And I've talked about this in a podcast of like throwing out your, you know, throw, like basically killing your babies and rewriting everything from scratch. And there's a balance there. And that's the thing that it's given me pause and like, what, holy crap. Like I hope, hopefully in all of my feedback that I've done, like I literally wrote it, this, like my presentation for what this incubator is going to be, back in like March, April, May, around then. And then from like June, July, August, September, you know, October, I've basically been rewriting it and ripping it apart. Now, the problem is that you don't want to rip out the soul of what you've created. And I've spent a lot of time making sure that I don't rip out the soul of what I created, because I'm going to end up creating something that's, I don't want to fucking support or do. Like, for instance, if I just made a presentation or a program that was all about, hey, how to make money, even if you're an absolute noob, blah, 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 you know, like I'm going to end up attracting people that I don't even like and don't even want to serve. So you got to be very, very careful about, like, you know, the feedback and like what you do and, you know, who you work with, like the editors and all that. And I think I've done a heck of a job making sure my voice is in there. Like I've got a really good copy editor, business partner who has been really good about giving feedback yet freedom at the same time. But in reading this piece today, it made me realize that I actually did cut out one of my favorite pieces and parts in my latest and last revision, which, you know, we were trying to get it. It's a very long presentation because it's very, very important and it's packed with like a ton of knowledge. And I ripped out one part that I'm like, in retrospect, I ripped out like this one part and brought like half of that one part could be probably ripped out, and then I'm probably going to keep it out. But the other half of it, I kind of want to add back in. So that's what I'm going to probably do today, do right now. It's Monday, fresh week. And you know what? Like, here's the thing. Like, I swear to God, I've been through so many edits, and this is a VSL, like basically a video presentation. And I was like, I don't want to ever touch it again, but like, I think it's important enough for me to investigate adding this back in. So that's what I'm going to do right now. I just parked. You can probably hear that. And I'm going to go freaking add this back in. So that's a lesson to you. Basically, when you edit your work, any intellectual work, knowledge, anything, don't just rip out everything that your editor wants you to rip out. Keep and retain and make sure you retain the soul of the piece. Otherwise, you're going to attract people that you don't otherwise want to serve. All right. So there's the message. Hope that gave you some insight. But most importantly, always remember to stay crispy, my friend. Peace. Hey, real quick. This podcast was made possible by my sponsor, which is me. Yes, frickin' me, Sir Scott of Shepherd. You see, I am committed to never shilling some dildo freaking hipster crappy product like all the other podcasters do. All right? So my only ask is that you spend 10 seconds right now, pull to the side of the road, even if you're on the frickin' freeway, and rate and review this podcast. Then share it with a friend. That's my only ask. You see, this will help spread my movement. I want to create an army of 1,000 independent writers, creators, and thinkers who get to spend their days doing what they love, writing, creating, thinking, and taking notes using analog tools, while also making multiple six figures if they even choose to. And more importantly, I want to help my people build a tribe of people that they were meant to serve. And so by rating and reviewing this podcast right now, you will directly help me and many others in achieving this mission. Peace.